So I'm going to leave the next few paragraphs for you to analyze again on your own. And I'm going to jump all the way through to paragraph 40 to pull out some other new things. Now, of course, along the way, you've got various embedded suggestions and frames being set. For example, the frame "that reminds me of a story" is being put in there purely to show you that there are many different ways that you can create loops, to segue from one way into another. It's a very, very direct way of doing a segue. Now, the thing that I want to really point out to you on paragraph 40, though, is this phrase, "we're surrounded by the hedges, need some pruning." Now, this is going to become an important tag phrase, a thread that goes throughout the next piece, the final piece of change work. It becomes, in essence, a reality check. You are constantly coming back to this idea of the hedges and them needing pruning as a way of orienting the person to the same point over and over again. Because every time you come back to that same point, something will have changed inside them. In other words, various parts of the trance processes that we'll be using will have been used and have helped change the person. And because you're coming back to the same start point over and over again, you're coming back as a different person. It's a bit like coming back home as a boy, as a teenager, as an adult, as a married couple, and then as an old person again. You're revisiting the same place, but as a different person, and therefore it has different meanings. So it's a great way for people to, first of all, reality check about where they're at, and secondly, for them to take the new set of learnings and apply to something concrete. Remember, all these activational resources, the transformational stage is all about taking those resources that are activated and applying them to something. It must apply to something. Otherwise, there's no point having the resources activated because they'll just go away again after some point. When they apply to a very specific point, however, they take, and then now things that used to cause problems now create solutions. So we've come at the point where we're setting the context for change, some important changes that were coming. So we set the context for change, we've set the reality check through that repeated phrase, they hear the hedges, they need some pruning. And then as we come back to that over and over again, the new activated resources will constantly pile onto that particular point until the change has come full circle and it completes. Now, how do we activate the resources? Well, you've already done this several times. On CD5, for example, on emotional triggers, you find all kinds of ways to do this. Remember the trance themes that you developed back then? Well, look at paragraph 41. What is that if not an exercise in going through descriptions of trance themes in order to induce trance and induce the various kinds of resources that we're talking about? Now, in paragraph 42, and to a certain extent 43 as well, we're beginning to plant a whole bunch of seeds. These are the seeds of the resources that we're going to be using later on. Notice again, we've got the pinion points of the need some pruning, which begins it, and then later on we'll come back to it. But at the moment we're gathering resources which we'll attach again to the same reality checkpoint that is being marked out by the phrase need some pruning. Now, the other thing that paragraphs 42 and 43 are doing at the same time is you are beginning the seed of a memory search. You're presenting the idea to the unconscious mind to go look through pleasant memories of the past. In other words, to go on a journey through its own experiences of the past and find pleasant experiences, which will now become the resources that we'll be using. So we do it, first of all, by giving examples from someone else's life. You know, snowball fights, building igloos, little mittens. These are all slices of life, which obviously means so much to Martha. And by analogy, your unconscious mind starts looking for its own versions of those same kind of experiences. Now, the key word here is the beginning of paragraph 43. Her emotions were deep. Now, again, this is a pre-frame. You're basically telling the unconscious mind what kind of experiences to find. In other words, deeply emotional experiences. Then that's followed immediately by the instructions. Notice the structure. We have had the seeding of the actual idea, which is the memory recall. We've told it in the terms of framing what kind of memories to pay attention to, the deeper emotions. And now we're talking about remembering from the past, pleasant experiences. So we're getting increasingly direct. It's a very direct instruction almost to the unconscious mind through the embedded suggestion to go ahead and find pleasant memories, to recall various memories. Now we're activating that memory resource because soon we'll be using that in order to change the future. And we're again seeding the idea of changing the future halfway through paragraph 43. Really remember the past or think about the future. So again, we're creating that paradigm. Thinking about the past will lead to something in the future. That's the seeding of the idea which will come through on again. Then we actually start the search. The starting of the search is talking about the other experiences that Martha remembers. So we've seeded the ideas now, but now we're going to do a kind of a parallel processing. When we talk about Christmas, laughing together, snow outside, all these things are experiences that are going to happen in parallel process to something that you've experienced yourself. So that's also evoking from you similar memories. Now, those of you who are very sharp will have noticed that we're not just bringing out pleasant experiences. We're also taking potentially unpleasant experiences and recalling them in a pleasant way, in a safe way. For example, we're talking about the rains and the storms, but we're still safe and dry in here. So notice that in here is a sort of a double entendre for inside the unconscious, inside the safe protection of the trance process. In other words, it's okay to remember stormy times, in other words, unpleasant experiences, because whilst you're in a trance, you're safe in there, you're dry, you're unaffected by them. So this again creates a seed of the idea that you can think of unpleasant things whilst being safely protected by the trance that you happen to be in. So now the unconscious mind has the primary directive to find pleasant experiences for resources, but also, should you come across any unpleasant experiences in the process, you're still protected from them safely because the instructions are very clear. Whilst unpleasant things happen outside of you, inside you can be safe and protected. Now, the reason that's particularly important is not just because it takes care of any potentially negative memories that you may come across. It also plants the suggestion, the seed of the idea, which will be used later on when you actually start getting rid of unpleasant things. When you get rid of unpleasant memories, you'll be safely protected from them by the very trance experience. And this is the very first time that the idea that you can do this has actually been seeded inside of you.